You can't learn all you need to know about the art and science of cuisine in the classroom unless your classroom is a kitchen. Apprenticeship, full hands-on immersion, is the only way to go. That's why the Kapiʻolani Community College Culinary Apprentice Program puts its enrollees to work in full-time jobs, learning as they go. Marcos Fixey is its program coordinator. He's with us in our studio. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Have you a lifelong love of food? I suspect so.
Yeah. It's kept me alive this long.
Yeah, well, it has a way of doing that, right? Did you agree with that description as part art, part science?
Absolutely, yes. There is so much that you can learn by eating, obviously, but there's so much more to be learned in the kitchen.
Eating being the subjective means of judging, right?
That's right, yes.
But how much can you use science to predict what food is going to taste like, what its preparation is, you know, what methods of preparation are best, that kind of thing?
Well, I'd say that depends on what type of food we're talking about.
True.
Think with baking, science is very important. Mm-hmm. Measurements are very important to things coming out just as flaky as you might want them to, the amount of butter you use, things like that. There are a lot of ways that you can be creative in the kitchen, though, as well, that I think, especially these days, we see chefs really pushing the limits and experimenting with things that used to be you would never touch. Things that you might not try are definitely commonplace these days now.
A couple of generations ago, America was a very conservative place for food.
Right. Yeah, and
potatoes and canned goods.
Sure. And a chef, used to be hidden in a dark room in the back of the restaurant. Now we have so many restaurants showcasing the chefs right in the middle, and you can talk to the chef while he prepares your food for you.
It's actually, from my perspective, it's changed incredibly fast. You know, where now people can name a half a dozen chefs. I think, 20, 30 years ago, nobody knew the name of a single one. It was, unthinkable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We think of them in many ways as celebrities these days.
And yet in Europe for a long time, food has been a component, something that was part of higher education, taught in a very specific, very elaborate manner, yeah?
That's right, yeah. I'm glad you bring that up, actually. I was able to live in Rome during college for a part of the time, and I think one of the first things I noticed about the food world there was the chef himself would come out and present the food to the table. Most of the restaurants, you don't really have those huge restaurants with hundreds of seats. They're much more focused on small meals and intimate service, things like that. And the chef takes the time to explain every dish to the people, or if not, at least his staff certainly knows just about as much about it and can do the same.
So the trend in today's American restaurants with celebrity chefs are frequently you might get something that's associated with a chef, but he or she didn't actually cook it.
That's right. That's true.
Might not even be in the room that day, in the kitchen that day.
Yeah, that's very true.
I remember hearing one gourmand of an earlier generation tell me about going to Cordon Bleu and spending weeks on scrambled eggs.
Hmm.
Just getting that right, drilling down to that level of detail.
Well, I think we've probably all had an instance in our lives where we wish our scrambled eggs would have turned out differently. So maybe we could all benefit from that much.
But I mean, that's to a serious, cuisinier, that's the kind of level of detail that you need to approach, right?
Right. And I think that kind of goes back to what I mentioned earlier with chefs really taking things to the next level these days, because scrambled eggs can be so many different things now.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine the culinary training that this person was referring to probably went into such detail because they were explaining all the different things you can do with eggs, rather than just thinking of them as something as a side.
Well, that was a reference to Cordon Bleu training, which is sort of the Harvard, Yale,
the
and Princeton
standard,
of cuisine.
Yes, yeah.
But yet it's spreading to places like Kapiʻolani Community College, and do you find a receptive audience for that level, teaching that level of detail about food?
Absolutely. I think that Hawaii really has the demand for this type of expertise. We have people visiting from all over the world, people, of course, moving here from all over the world, and are used to a certain level of culinary expertise that that they hope to find here. And I think that especially Kapi'olani Community College has done a great job of elevating their program. We recently have a new facility, of course, the Culinary Institute of the Pacific, and that's a world-class facility, and the community really rallied around that, supported that, and there's some really exciting things happening.
We often hear that here in Hawaii we're kind of a crossroads to between the mainland and Asia. Do you see that reflected in local cuisine?
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine.
Absolutely. I think in order to be a chef, a legitimate chef in Hawaii, you really do have to understand both sides of that. Unless you're working, of course, in a very, very specific place, I think that if you're going to expand your horizons and you're going to really open up opportunities for yourself as a professional chef in the islands, you really do need to be able to cook Asian and otherwise.
And you're happy with the success that your students are having?
Yes, we've seen all sorts of our students go on to do great things, and you know, working with different restaurants in the around the state. I'm always talking with people who receive their education at our school, and it's really inspiring. There are limitless opportunities in the hospitality and culinary industry.
It's great to have that degree of creativity enter into what some people used to dismiss as sort of a mundane daily,
sure,
got to make a meal.
Yeah, it truly is an art. Yeah,
terrific. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Marcus Fixie is the program coordinator for the Kapi'olani Community College Culinary Apprentice Program. You can find out more about the program on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.